T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Clint, to manage a guy like Jameson Taillon through all the ups and downs that he's had to deal with in his career, how do you put into context, put into words what he did in 2018?
Well, I'm going to come up short. It was just today's game was a really good finish to a very professional season. And that's a word that I hope people can appreciate. When you use the word professional, it covers a lot of different things. And as I said earlier in the year when you asked me about Jameson, I think the biggest thing that worked well for him this year was being able to establish a baseball routine. And just a normal lifestyle routine. He's had so many different things happen and dealt with adversity in a couple different ways that he showed who he's become, who's still growing into. And it's been fun to watch him. And it was really fun to watch the teammates respond to him as he finished his game up today, finished up the season.
What type of response did you see from the rest of the starters in particular, but the team as a whole as he went on the second half run here?
Well, I think there's always that professional admiration because none of us can appreciate what he went through. There's nobody in this room that can appreciate what he had to go through. So that in and of itself, you just watch this man keep posting up and keep pitching, and knowing the history, you tip your hat, you respect him in a way that probably not a lot of the people you could ever respect. There's different levels of respect. I'm sure for his teammates is at the highest level.
You look at his work ethic and his natural skills. Just how special a talent is he?
We're going to find out because he's going to get the opportunity to pitch more. And I don't think we need to try and figure all that out right now because who knows what the future holds. But he's going to get the opportunity to pitch. Great experience this year. Showed a four-pitch mix, developed a slider midway through the season, still throws his curveball when he wants. He's talking about doing some things he's already game-planning for next year. The endurance, the strength, the resiliency, there's a lot of good going on.
What do you hope he takes from the season up into the offseason next year?
The routine he came up with, the professional approach, the resiliency of dealing with some turbulence still at some different times and working through them. And the fact that he went post to post. At the end of the season, look at all the rosters. See how many pitchers went post to post. It's not a big number. He's in that group.
What do you think about that professionalism? Just the fact that he wanted to get out there and make this last start too? Does that stand out to you just as far as his desire to continue to be on the mound?
Yeah, absolutely.
You joined the organization about 6 months after he did, I believe. Was there a point when you saw him coming up, or maybe it was the last couple of years or whatever it might be, where you thought to yourself that he might be capable of something like this? Like you said, post to post, the season he's had.
We've always had good thoughts for him. Expectations, I don't try and get caught up in those. I just know people talking about the ability, watching the kid pitch, what he can mature into. Scouts have to do that. You know, they're asked at the age of 18, what's he going to be when he's 24? That's hard. And we had men in that room say that this is what he's going to be when he became this age, which is really impressive. The game, though, there was a game in which it got my attention that we got a chance of having something special here. It was when he pitched for Team Canada against Team USA at the age he did, in the environment, the atmosphere he did. I watched the videotape of that game and said, ooh, okay. I like this guy more. That's how smart I am. Yeah.
Dickerson reached 300 today with that single. Was taking him out of the game kind of a design plan to let's keep it there and honor what he was able to do? Because that is a pretty important figure, as you said before.
Yes. 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 He would never take himself out of the game. Not many players would. He would never take himself out of the game. He earned it. And the thing about Corey, if that hit wouldn't have happened. There would have been a fourth at bat, and then it would have been a game tomorrow, and it's just the way the kid does. I mean, he is, I guess it's a football term sometimes, or a term that I've heard from. He carries wood and chops water. I mean, that's not right. He carries water and chops wood. I've read the book, and I still butchered the title. But, I mean, that's what he does. You know, it's pretty special. And he does it every day. He doesn't talk about himself. He's usually the first one in saying, how you doing in the training room, talking to people. So he's been a very refreshing, bright light for us.
How good is his defense?
His defense has really jumped this year. Again, time will tell. He got himself in a category he's never been in before. He earned it through hard work and through gameplay. And that's the big part of it. He's made plays in games. You don't get metrics in practice. You don't get analytics in practice. You get him in games making plays, and he was able to take a number of substantial steps forward on defense.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.